Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Haas with RE/MAX Metro East Side.
And Eric Osnes with Home Street Bank joining Renton Technical College today. Welcome again. Thank you for joining us today. Hey, before our break, we want to know, you've received all these accolades as one of the top 10 vocational colleges in the country. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So the award in 2015 was from the Aspen Foundation. It was for the top 10 community colleges in the country. So it's community and technical college.
Excellent.
So it's broad. And what really makes RTC stand out is our completion rates. So it's really great to get people to come into your programs. And community and technical colleges have always been that most democratic of higher education. We take everyone in that can benefit from it, and from adult basic ed and ESL through students that already have a bachelor's degree but want to find a career that's more satisfying or more financially rewarding. Mm-hmm. But getting them through and getting them to complete is really difficult. I mean, life gets in the way of a lot of people, or they just haven't found the right niche. And at Renton, we are almost two-thirds of our students complete, which is phenomenal compared to averages across the country.
It's a very high statistic, yes.
I mean, I'm more concerned with the 33% that don't complete, and I want them to do it.
Right. Well, you say that's better than a lot, but tell us, what are they being compared to?
25-30%.
Oh, wow.
Some places that are doing well. The other colleges that were Aspen finalists were in the 40-50% range.
Oh, my goodness.
Interesting.
So it does really well.
And so you were truly outstanding.
So we're doing very well in that. But again, it's that we want that other third to complete.
Right.
And we want to find ways for them to do that. Mm-hmm. But because of that completion, I think it's really a good return on your investment. You know, you are going into a college that's going to really help you complete that course, get you a good career, a high-paying job. There are entry-level wages, but, you know, down the road, you're going to be doing well as also. And then it's also for people that are interested in supporting the college and supporting student success through the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good return on your investment too, because you're putting money towards student success, and they have a really good chance of being successful, and really it's adding to our total economy.
Well, we all benefit from that. Keeps people here. They're buying homes. Yeah. They're buying goods, and
it really
and
is a education's a public good. Certainly,
it helps
private individuals, but there's a public component that's really important, and the legislature can hear more about.
So what is it that you're doing that's creating this success, the high rates?
So our programs, our technical programs, are based on a cohort model where they really start and work together and march through it. And we take away lots of choices. So they're not kind of dilly-dallying with things that aren't going to help them towards completing that degree. And that happens at a lot of places. It's kind of what they call the cafeteria model, that I'll take a little of this and a little of that, and pretty soon you don't have a whole lot from that. And so by that cohort, they can really go through. We have, our advising is integrated with the instructors to a good extent, and there's just lots of peer support as well as the teacher support as well.
And I would add that with a faculty-student ratio of 17-1, the staff and faculty know these students and they walk with them, and they understand, you know, where they are in life and what obstacles they might have, as well as providing defined goals and a vision for that job that's at the end of this effort, and it's worth the effort. And even though I'm new to RTC, I have to say that I've been so impressed with the faculty and how dedicated they are and excited about being a part of these students' lives and helping them reach their career goals.
So it sounds satisfying on both ends of the spectrum. The students get something that's very satisfying to them because they have something that is a reasonable goal to attain, and they have someone who's really on their side to get that attainment. Because I remember back when I was taking college classes, and I did not feel like there was anybody engaged other than just my own, drive really get to the end of things. Yeah, it really was.
Some colleges are sort of structured that way to weed out, people initially. I'm a graduate of Seattle University, which also had a very good, faculty to student ratio. And I learned very, very quickly that if you show up in a class with 15 or 20 people and you have not studied the material, you're going to get called out. There's no hiding in the back of the room.
That's right.
So that's a massive auditorium
being just a number.
Absolutely. Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about your teachers? Is there a kind of, where do they come from? And
so the teachers in the technical fields come from industry. And so they've worked at any different numbers of years. Sometimes they had full careers before they decided on a second career as an instructor at RTC. And so they have, you know, the knowledge of what it takes to be really successful on the work site. And we keep, you know, having opportunities for them to go back to workforce to keep upping their training. And so professional development's important. And the advisory boards help with that. So we know kind of what's new.
Having the connections in industry is really key. Absolutely.
And we just, for the teachers overall, whether it's in the gen ed classes for students that are preparing to go into a healthcare career or transfer to a university, or in the adult basic education and ESL classes, we have tons of people that are just passionate about education. And so to really work well at RTC, you have that commitment to student success.
Is there an average age there?
We do have an average age, and it's 31 when you count all the apprentices, and it's a little younger.
Okay.
It's about 29. So we've got students, the majority are in their 20s and 30s, but we have a quarter that are 40 or more.
Okay.
And we've got maybe 10% that are under 20. So
okay.
it's
oh,
a real
okay.
range of students. And I think that mix of generations is really helpful in the classroom, too. Because it just brings different perspectives and different, well, here's what it means to really work and what's it necessary to do well on that site.
Sure, and also different levels of experience. And it sounds like your teachers, too, if they're coming from the industries that they're instructing in, then it's one thing to teach out of a book. It's another thing to teach from experience. And you're going to give your students a whole completely different experience.
Right. And that hands-on experiential learning is really key. It's you know, we talk sometimes in education about problem solving. I see it in many ways as problem finding to start with, you know, diagnosing what's going on wrong and how can you fix that. And so it's a very dynamic and it gets people involved. And sometimes, you know, people have had that bent, but they haven't been able to find that in a traditional high school course of study, and so they've been yearning to it. And I'd really like to see more and more students come directly from high school into RTC. I mean, right now we only have a small portion of the Renton School District that comes directly to us. And I think there's more messaging that needs to happen in the community with families, with you know, parents, with counselors, that these are really good options for careers that are going to help you. Because out of all the colleges in the local area, we do best with the students that come right out of high school.
Yeah, well, and I'll say maybe this isn't directly to your point about just right out of high school, but I went to a foundation breakfast last year, and it was just really interesting to hear some of the students talking about their experiences having gone to a four-year school. And I remember this guy, she was so funny. She was like, "No one told me that a degree in French literature would not end in a job." I just cracked up. I'm like, I'm sure they did. It was just early on and you did not listen. But she realized she was having a hard time finding a position somewhere. So then she ended up at Renton Technical and got involved in one of the medical courses, and then immediately found a job that she's extremely satisfied with, that is paying way more than a lot of her college counterparts were of the four-year variety. And she was just like, I wish I'd known. I wish I'd realized these other opportunities up front. And so that some of the stories that were told at that breakfast got me charged up, because I'm a huge fan of education, big, big fan of education. And I became a foundation, you know, donor at that point.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And I'm proud to be an annual donor now. So I'm excited about that. But yeah, I think there's just folks who they sometimes forget, or we get so much emphasis on the 4 year, and I see how that impacts from the environment that we're in, from mortgage and real estate, that those kids coming out, I mean, I've got some tenants right now that, while she was lucky enough to have planned better maybe for the college expenses, they're both architects, and her husband still has $70,000 of student loans to pay off. So they're going to be, renting, even though they have decent jobs, they're going to be renting for a very long time until they can get to a place that now they can afford to do something else. So to me, it also it impacts the long-term viability for some folks and even how soon they can start kind of building wealth in their life, you know, when they take on these huge amounts of debt. But, you know, it seems to me like RTC is such a great option of good paying jobs without all the massive debt, you know, being incurred. And I think people need to take a look at it a little bit more.
Well, for the typical like a high school student who's just recently graduating, trying to decide, do I go to college? Do I not go to college? Here, Renton is a good alternative. Do you have any statistics that talk about the difference in income earnings over a person's lifetime if they have this type of education versus if they don't?
Oh, you can watch the kind of graph going if you just have a high school education or even less to what adds on for a 2-year degree or a certificate. I mean, we have a 2-year certificate and degrees that are coming out averaging in the 50,000s. I mean, if you can become a well paid machinist people in auto industry or healthcare, these people are earning 6 figures as their career progresses if they're doing well. I don't have those statistics
Of my head. I wasn't going to put you on the spot there, but
60% of all Washington jobs in the next couple of years will require some degree of post-secondary education. And so the community colleges are really positioned well in these high-demand, high-paying jobs. And right now there's a shortage in maritime, manufacturing, aerospace. I was talking to an owner of a large company who desperately wants surveying technicians, and he's going to put his money where his mouth is and start helping to recruit and educate students on why these are valuable professional options for
them. I have a friend who ran a marine mechanic business working on boats, things like that, but basically auto mechanics. And ended up ultimately closing the business because he could not find employees that he was willing to pay $50 an hour, you know, to go in and work on these boats. And, so I couldn't agree more. In the technical area, there are so many opportunities there for a person to make an extremely good living with you know, a few years of training.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, when we come back, more with Renton Technical College on KKOL Business Radio 1300.
Open House has open phone lines. Give us a call at 866-712-1300.